Nolte, disgraced CNN's monthly primetime hits yearly low, weeks before election. By John Nolte on November 2, 2022. Throughout October, the month before a consequential national election, far-left CNN could only attract an average of 624,000 primetime viewers. According to TV Newser, that number represents the smallest average primetime audience year to date. Even I'm surprised by that glorious news. CNN's ratings are always where they belong, in the toilet, but as we get closer to the November midterms, I expected CNN's rating to improve, not decline. Here's the kicker. Compared to this same month last year, when there was no consequential national election on the immediate horizon, CNN lost primetime viewers this October, a total loss of 6%. How does a news outlet lose viewers in the weeks before a national election? In October, CNN also lost 9% of its primetime viewers compared to the previous month of September. In other words, the closer we get to the midterm elections, the fewer people tune into CNN. And now you know why I call it GNLOL. Fox News didn't lose viewers. Compared to October of 2021, Fox News attracted 6% more primetime viewers this October. In addition, compared to last month, Fox News gained 8% more primetime viewers. MSNBC also shed some primetime viewers compared to October of 2012, but only 2%. Compared to September, MSNBC lost 5%. We all know why MSNBC's numbers are down a bit. Leftists are demoralized over what's about to happen in the upcoming election. The same is true of CNN, but CNN is supposed to be an unbiased source for news. It isn't. In fact, it's a left-wing propaganda outlet that spreads conspiracy theories and political violence. But that's how this national joke of a network advertises itself. Anyway, compared to GNLOL, MSNBC can afford to lose a few percentage points. Here are the overall numbers for the full month of October. Primetime, total viewers / 25 to 54 demo viewers. Fox News, 2.3 million, 295K. MSNBC, 1.18 million, 114K. GNLOL, 624K, 134K. Total day, total viewers / 25 to 54 demo viewers. Fox News, 1.5 million, 206K. MSNBC, 751K, 80K. GNLOL, 533K, 106K. Fox News is beating MSNBC and CNN combined. It's not even close. CNN's top show in October ranked at number 24. That show attracted only an average of 839,000 viewers. Tucker Carlson earned more 25 to 54 demo viewers, 470,000, than CNN's New Day earned total viewers, 404,000. Fox's top show alone, The 5, earned more total viewers, 3.4 million, than CNN's top four shows combined. The Lead, 839K. Anderson Cooper, 326K. Aaron Burnett, 817K. Situation Room, 737K. Total equals 3.219 million. Couldn't happen to a nicer bunch of lying, violent, election-denying fascists. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.